What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. All right, I'm gonna make me something to eat, but before I do that, my father-in-law. He called me classy. He called me and my wife classy, which is funny. If y'all hear me walking around, it's because I'm finna make me something to eat. But anyway, he called me classy, and it's funny. I like to be called classy. I don't necessarily consider myself classy. And eventually, I'm going to get rid of using the word nigga. But, you know, I've tried several times, and, you know, that ain't no excuse. Eventually, I'm going to get rid of that word, but for today's episode, we want to talk about classy versus niggas. And I feel like I can do both. Like, I can be whatever I need to be when I need to be it. But over the past probably 10, 12 years, I've been more classy than nigga. And probably for the first, 15, 16, 17, those early years, I probably was a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I probably was a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I guess I'm getting to this point to where you see it. Like, and we make all these jokes, you know what I mean, about levels and about hood niggas and hood bitches and men and women. And, you know, we got all these different classifications for different things and different behaviors. So classy to me, I used to say I want a girl who can dress up and dress down. Now, did that mean a girl who could dress up was classy and a girl who could dress down was a nigga? No, but for today's episode, I want to use those terms when I talk about these things because I never really put it like that. You know what I mean? Everything was just more black and white to me. I look at classy and niggas as kind of like a little gray area, man. And, you know, people say niggas gonna need, like people, let me give y'all some definitions. And these are not necessarily my definitions, but like niggas are, they gonna act up, they gonna be loud, they not gonna contribute, they not gonna support, they gonna hate, they gonna be fighting over dumb shit, they gonna be insecure, they gonna be defensive, they gonna be like putting stuff that don't need to be put out there, they gonna be doing funny shit, they gonna be late, they not gonna come to work. Bunch of negative shit when it comes to like being called a nigga. They gonna cheat on females. They gonna hurt females. They gonna put their hands on females. Females that act like niggas is, y'all know, they gonna be doing dirty shit. They gonna be robbing niggas. They gonna be setting niggas up. They gonna be hurting niggas and having babies by other people and saying that somebody else is the daddy. Like, they gonna be doing dirty shit. People probably gonna call them a hoe, a bitch, all this other type of stuff. So, you got niggas. You know what I mean? Where they don't like to be pulled to the carpet. You know what I mean? They get defensive. They want to fight. Like, that's the first resource, not the last resource, whatever. Classy people want to handle things. And they want to speak articulately. Yes, niggas, typically, they want to use Ebonics. They want to use slang or whatever. They want to talk in jargon and whatever the case may be. Which jargon is not really niggas, but y'all know what jargon mean. And typically, it's kind of like the same meaning as just slang and shit like that. But classy people, they dress a certain way. Niggas don't. Niggas, they want to look like something. They want to look like money. They want to buy shit they can't afford. They want to look, some of them want to look bummy. Some of them want to put on and they, you know, they faking until they make it when they get their haircuts and how she get her weave done and a wig and she putting on all these waist trainers. This kind of, all this shit kind of apply to everybody. So it's funny whenever I get to the end of this. But classy people just, they do things differently. They carry themselves differently. They move differently. They're more like thinking about, you know, what they put out there and just how they present themselves. And they're more polite. They're nice. It's kind of funny just how whatever definitions people put on people, but classy people are nice. You know what I'm saying? Classy people, they show up on time. Classy people are reliable. Classy people are helpful. They're thoughtful. They care about the community. They're taking care of their kids. They're they're present, they're aware, they're this, all this good shit. Because I don't want to talk too much about class people, because I think, like, I don't like this shit. I really don't. I don't like classy versus niggas, but for the sake of this conversation, I have to do this part. Now, me, as I said earlier, I can be either one. I want to know what y'all think. Like, do y'all define yourself as classy, or do you define yourself as a nigga? Do you feel like you're a blend? Do you feel like you're more classy than nigga? Do you feel like you more nigga than classy? And what exactly does that mean to you? Like, is it important to be a nigga? Like, does a nigga always have to be a nigga? Does a classy person always have to be classy? What is important in the grand scheme of things? You know, and I know they say a leopard never changes its spots. You know what I'm saying? But what if it could? Is it worth it? Like, when you are investing into this perception of you either being classy or you being a nigga, whatever you invest into that, what's the cost? What's the value at the end of the day when you look back and society looks at you, your family, your friends, these different people, and they say that you are something? What's important to you? And I really want everybody to figure that out. And this ain't to condone or condemn classy people or niggas. It's not even to say it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I like duality, man. People are multifaceted. And I think it's okay to do different things at different times. And when you're wrong, you're wrong. And to kind of step back and say, damn, I was being a nigga here. I should have handled this differently. Or I was being classy here and I should have fucked them up. You know, like, I just think everybody needs a fucking reality check, man, because we're not one thing all the time. And I know when I cuss, but I use cuss words more emphatically than anything, you know, than to be disrespectful or like striking and, you know what I mean? Like jarring. It's just to emphasize what I'm saying. And people have to grow at some point. I think I'm going to do a separate episode about that, about growing pains and just what I mean by growing pains. But I think it's important, man, to know where you come from. And it's equally important to know where you're going and important to know where you are. And we really have to do better in all areas. Your classiness, your niggerness, whatever. When things are appropriate. Not, this is not about respectability, you know, politics. You know what I mean? It's not that type of thing. What I'm saying is, man, everything don't call for everything. Like, sometimes it don't call for you to be classy, man. You can just chill and be around people and hang, bro. Like, you ain't got to be acting all classy and bougie and whatever, you know, even if it's your demeanor, you ain't got to do that. Or you ain't got to be a nigga all the time, man. I don't care if you tested or you're not tested, man. Because we are not one thing. You are not one thing. All right. And other people aren't either. So you give people grace where grace is due. But you hold people accountable for whatever they do. But I would say talk to them directly. Like, sometimes you get things like a third party. Like I said at the beginning, like, my father-in-law, he considers me classy. But I'm like, I realize he don't really know me like that. You know, and this, you know, so it's okay. You know, I talked about another episode. It's okay to be a square. And it's okay to be classy. And I want to say, for all you people that didn't think this was going to be the end of the episode, it's okay to be a nigga too. For real, man. I love my people, man, and how y'all come in, you know what I mean? And everybody when they need it, you know what I mean, that they fulfill who they are, you know what I mean? That's all I want from everybody. But not all the time. All right, y'all. Another one in the books. I'll catch up with y'all next time. Peace.